Now, we've been hearing about the Heartland's fascinating mining heritage through the development of the project. It doesn't just cover the headgear, pumping engine and gardens, though. Heartland's is also about real people and real lives. Andrew Leach has been pulling together all the exhibitions and talking to people who have stories about when Robinson Shaft was operating.
The foundation of any interpretive experience, any museum or science centre or whatever, is in fact the people. Without the people, there's no story. And without people, there's no storytelling. So the process of creating this experience for people when they come to Heartlands has been about capturing, preserving, and winnowing out the most exciting, interesting, and evocative, emotive stories from the entire site and the people who have lived and worked in the industry in Cornwall. So to that end, we've discussed at length with, we've gone to both archives and talked to historians who know the regions, the story of Methodism and all of the rest of the religious background of the people working in the areas. But we've also looked at the changing landscape of people. Obviously, there are a lot of people who are still not alive anymore to interview, but there are archives and oral histories available for them. But we've searched out locally for people who've worked down the mine, and the foundation of our experience here in terms of what we're talking about, the information that's being put on the graphics, into the audio, the multimedia, really starts with people's stories. And there's some fantastic ones. Some of them very funny, some of them very tragic, and also how those have changed over the last 200 years of work.
What sort of stories have actually grabbed you?
Well, one particularly, stories about people being trapped down the mine is a terrifically interesting one that doesn't happen as often as one might expect, having worked on other sites where coal was much more dangerous in many ways, place to work. And particularly the story about how people economically were able to work in the mines, how they could... fundamentally, how they didn't work on the basis of generally of being paid by the hour, but being paid by what they brought up, and how hard that was. I've actually had the experience just recently of being able to use one of the rock drills, which was brought back and made functional, be on display by a local fellow. And I can't tell you how difficult it is to use one of those things. So very, very powerful. There are people who are known for having two sets of boots because one of their feet was crushed. So they actually had to have a locker with one boot in it and a locker with another boot in it, just so they could remember where the boot was.
I suppose also these stories about people aren't just about the mine. They're about the whole social fabric of Cornwall.
Well, that's right. And what I was saying about talking to the history of Methodism and the how it affected miners and people who lived in the region, it is about the whole social fabric and how the changes in that social fabric have occurred. So you're looking at a Cornwall now, which is a completely different place, many of the same stories, many of the same traditions, but of a different ilk and time. So you see several different in the exhibition itself, and in the stories and the audio soundtrack, some of them as long as 40 minutes. As you walk through the space, you hear people's voices from the past. You get a sense of the change, how people have worked down the mine, how people lived in the landscape, and how that's all occurred.